the Modern Black Man Podcast,
as well as a few other offshoot programs. I've committed my time, my money, and my life to my passions. TheModernBlackMan.com is everything that I've dreamed of and I've always wanted to have a one singular media for video, for the podcast, my blog. It's beautiful to be in one house. And obviously, I've been financing these dreams for a few years now. There was a little bit of money at one point when we were growing, and I'm never, ever gonna sacrifice my morals. Like, I don't usually air out my beefs because I'm of an age where I will handle disrespect with confrontation in the physical space, in the real world. And I've done that. It is what it is. I ain't gonna sit here and try to say nothing crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to hype myself up. I don't even need to do that. I can confidently state that the disrespect on the internet does not, cannot, and will not apply to my real life, which is refreshing. It's why I embrace reality, because in the real world, I matter so much less than others, and I care so much more for others. But I'm not going to tolerate any level of disrespect that's solicited on the internet, that's provided online. In my physical space, it's just not the same. With that being stated, there are a few companies and organizations that I lead, and I'm very proud of the work that I do, and I'm growing and networking and meeting new people. And I've recently come across people in a space of reality. I don't want them to be afraid of me, but that's exactly what's happened. And I think it's interesting because the world that we live in isn't the same. I talk about this often, but this youngest generation is very comfortable with disrespecting. They're very comfortable with challenging. They're very comfortable with tailoring and customizing things to fit their taste. And I don't hold a hard line. I don't resist progress in any way, but integrity is everything. And as I continue to evolve and explore the world, I see that there's no easier way to ostracize someone from this younger generation than not being with the shits, not being with the bullshit. And that's okay. I really think it's empowering for me because they know that I'm not going for it. Instead of trying to convince me, persuade me, or even incentivize me, the younger generation, they shut down, they quit, and they avoid. So if you ever find yourself in a situation where maybe somebody's dependent on you, or you're giving more than you're getting, and you want a creative way of ending that relationship, that abuse is simply done by establishing boundaries. They will walk away from the situation, I guarantee you. They'll quit. They're not us. We had to endure, and we creatively embraced a lot of things that we might not have agreed with, but we understood that that was the order of things. I'll kind of wrap up this thought with my latest interaction with, I don't know, some trainee named Madison online that likes to talk about Jess Hilarious. That's her personage. That is who she is, and I respect her preferences and her life. I respect her very much, but your voice is deep. I see a man, and I feel like gay people are becoming the new bullies. I'm experiencing in my professional social worlds a lot of people from the LGBT community that want to reject my Christian morals, my traditional morals, and the ethics and scruples that I lay at the foundation of my life. I will never try to tell anyone else how to live, but I think that I have my habits, and I think I have my lifestyle, and I never assumed, and I would never have believed, that by the time I became a man, masculinity would be a negative. The scrutiny that is attempted is where I fight back. I see now and understand most of our reality is perception. It's not what people actually do. It's what people are perceived as doing and supported in doing. I no longer live the lifestyle where I am engaged with people as an entertainer, for the most part. Going through this transition and maintaining connections with certain entertainers, I kind of see where we get that judgmental eye, where we feel entitled to our perceptions of people we objectify. I'm starting to get that and embrace that, because like I said, it comes on me. Why are we supporting, and please go with me with this thought, why are we supporting women that want to get trash BBLs? They want to get silicone and injections and things in the body which they possibly need, but then they stop working out and their body just turns into a Kirby. They just look like balloons. They're losing the natural aesthetic. It's not a dig, it's a criticism. It's an observation. I like that shit. I love me some thick, thick hoes. What I'm saying is, for health and the betterment of your overall social interpretation, seeking out a quality personal trainer, adopting a quality training program to get a truly aesthetic body. I only like bloated bitches because I'm a freak. I'm saying that you could be a bad bitch for close to free. I guarantee results in my training program, and with the experiences I've had over the last 3 years, I understand why I get the results that I do. In 2021, I had a stalker. I'm definitely going to do an episode about it, but that was one of the first dominoes that changed my life. I had a group of people that literally were spying on me. Like, I was living somewhere and they were creating videos, media, and violating my privacy, which wouldn't have been a major deal for me had it not been for a relationship that I was developing. Once I learned about what was going on and I was made aware, I took action. And I don't know. I always sit on things like this because I like to have the upper hand. And I'm not vengeful as much as I am vindictive. It's not so much an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, as much as it is justice. I honored this relationship, and I believe God has continued to show his love, given all of my transgressions. I believe doing the right thing to close out this chapter really will be pleasing to God. Justice is his. It's not up to me. I'm going to talk a lot more about this specific instance, but like I said, this is kind of where things picked up pace for me in my life, when I had realized the violation when I had been aware of this breach I've created a lot of things, and this podcast is something I'm very proud of. I love this season 9. I love being able to do a monologue, and I have no issues interviewing anyone, but I'm trying to take time off of that because the monologue season is a very special season. It's my opportunity to possibly have deeper conversations, richer conversations, and edify more so than entertain. Secrets are always going to be safest with me because of the way that I move. God is good, but money can build churches, it can build movements. It can end wars. And for specifically my goals and what I am trying to accomplish, I've planted that seed to build for the future. That's my goal. That's what I'm doing. And I'm confident in what the future holds. I'm grateful for today, and I'm very thankful for my past, as it has given me all that I have. No more. I'm in a very special place doing new things. I would lie if I were to say that my old lifestyle wasn't one that I think of and one that maybe I reminisce fondly of, but my motivation was to create something wholesome and to create a family that's functioning, a family that can be proud of our life, because I am no longer alone and entertaining. In this transformation, it's just been a lot of revelation, understanding how people view you. Really being at peace with objectification. I think largely this episode is one discussing objectification, something that I didn't believe men could be. I never expected to be a man that was objectified, but that's exactly what we do with entertainers. That's what we do with people in certain industries. We relegate them to what they are. And that experience has educated me, and that awakening hasn't transformed my sense of worth or my self-esteem as much as it has engaged the way that I observe the world, the lens that I see others, specifically women. And it's not the revelation that I think most people would have expected. Women are objectified because they're valued. And once a man reaches a specific level of value, that objectification doesn't make him less valued. It's an advantage and a greater advantage for a man than it is a woman. Because again, I've met a lot of women in the industry, and I feel that the ones that I value less have less value because of their spirits, because of the spiritual elements. These women are unable to engage on a deeper level. And if it's superficiality, it's superficiality, but it is a lack of intellect often. I think that some of the classiest women that I've met are actually the dumbest. I mean, I say that pretty openly. Some of the trashiest women I've met are the dumbest as well. The difference is that they don't realize it and they don't carry it on them, right? And I have to admit, I've observed those are the ones that you know are trash. Any woman that feels that she can speak through her rhetoric and reject your rrhetoric or anyone's rhetoric or anyone's observation, it's, if it doesn't end in gaslighting, it's just the beginning of ego. I don't think that everyone has that game. So I want to provide it. I hope that this episode finds the right ears and this information doesn't go unnoticed, because there are quite a few women who, it's not about them bringing anything to the table. It's about their destructive nature. It's about a woman or a demon who denies truth and seeks to fight reality. I've seen it far too often. And now that I'm in a point, position, time, place where I am no longer engaging in behavior to be anywhere in the vicinity of these women, I just have to present the truth and what it is. I think a lot of men are, especially at this age, declining. And because men are unable to satisfy, unable to perform, unable to attract women the way that their ego or their finances dictate, they live in the silliness that they live in, feeling as if woman is controlled by dollar. That's not the case. Providing for our families has monetary elements, but spiritually, our dedication is why we go to work. Our scruples, our morals, that's the foundation that succeeds. Just like our journey will document a transition. And we'll talk more about this transition, but I am evolving and transitioning continually. 2023 was one of my most successful years entrepreneurially. 22, there was a little bit of success. 21, I was fighting. I did a lot of things in 2021. I made a lot of deals. I started and planted a lot of seeds. And God is so good, and I'm still standing. But that was my transition. Before 2021, the year prior, my father made an investment. And I really think that was the one that jump-started things for me. I tried, as I have tried several times before, to work with a business partner in my family, someone that I love very much, but that whole objectification thing, it's not just a sexualization. Every big brother, every little brother, I think that they tend to dismiss each other in love. I think the male ego and its construction allows for us to be so blind. No matter how much money you make, no matter how much help you provide, it's not the same. I think that's why families are always somewhat confused and unable to see eye to eye, because we aren't looking at the same thing. Entitlement runs rampant. With all those things being revealed, I'm focused and I am picking up a few irons, and prayerfully, the return on investments that I have begun continue to grow and swell. I'm not anything but proud of a couple of my creations and the life I've given them and the lives that they're taking on. It's success. And I will continue to grow bases of support for those projects as they're separate from this one. Check out themodernblackman.com. It's all in one. We've got the blog, the vlog, and the podcast all together now in the same house. themodernblackman.com.